So we must never overlook our importance as role models in the classroom for young children. Our personal behaviors and responses in the classroom exert a powerful and direct influence on children's social emotional development. If teachers are to serve as positive role models, we have to exercise the same control over our own emotions that we expect from children. Personal problems and stressors have got to remain at home so the full attention can be focused on the children in our care. Teachers must respect children as individuals, who they are, not what they're able to do or not able to do, because every child has qualities that are endearing and worthy of recognition. And as teachers and caregivers, we must be impartial in our treatment of the children. We can't have favoritism in the classroom. Now, everybody knows that working with young children can be rewarding, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Caregivers and teachers have a lot of patience, energy, and stamina. We go home tired at the end of the day. The noise, the children's continuous requests, the long hours, being short-staffed, and occasional conflicts with families or coworkers are challenges that we have as professionals on a daily basis. Physical demands and unresolved stress can take the toll on a teacher's or caregiver's health, commitment, or daily performance. So, for these reasons, teachers and caregivers, we need to make an effort to identify sources of stress in our jobs and take steps to address, reduce, or eliminate them as much as we can to the highest extent possible. Also important for children's emotional and social competence is the emotional climate of the classroom. That means the positive or negative feelings that the children sense. Our actions as teachers and caregivers in the classroom have a huge effect on the children's behavior. Children are generally more receptive and responsive to teachers who are warm, nurturing, and sensitive to their needs. Exposure to negative responses such as ridicule, sarcasm, or threats is very harmful to children's emotional development and just teaches plain inappropriate behaviors. However, maintaining an emotional climate that encourages and supports mutual cooperation, respect, trust, acceptance, and independence will encourage children to gain positive social emotional competence.